All right. Welcome back, everybody, to the Francis Howell North Fantasy Football Podcast. This is the third edition for week five. In this podcast, we go over various fantasy topics to boost your team, including a hot take of the week, a boom and a bust pick, as well as our sleeper picks and three game picks that we keep track of our record and for bragging points, whoever wins. Let's get into a quick recap of last week for our makes and misses. I had, for one of my sleeper picks, I had Robert Tonyan for the Packers. He had two touchdowns, a boatload of points. The dude was incredible. So, I mean, you know.
Yeah, that was a good pick.
Yeah. And my one of my misses was Alan Lazard.
Missed the field.
He had surgery that was announced on like Friday after we'd already uploaded it. So
yeah,
he's out for like 6 to 8 weeks. So I just dropped the guy.
Yeah.
So I apologize if anybody picked him up.
Okay. I'll do mine. I'm sorry if you listened to anything I said. My hot take was Cam Newton would drop 30-plus points. He didn't even play. My boom or bust, Derrick Henry was my boom. Sorry, didn't even play. McLaurin was my bust, dropped 20. Sorry if you benched him. Sleepers, Anthony Miller, he had 2 points. Sorry if you picked him up.
Told you.
Fitzmagic, though. He had a good week, so nice job if you picked him up. Then our games of the week. I had a rough week. Didn't know Cam Newton was going to be out, so Chiefs beat the Patriots. So Will won that one. Mm-hmm. The Titans-Steelers game was postponed due to COVID. And the Chargers-Bucks game looked like I had that one the entire way. And then Tom Brady decides to jump 20 years younger and get the Bucks to win the game.
So I am 3-1-1 on the season, and you are 1-3-1 on the season.
Yes, you are not good.
You look like my fantasy team right now.
All
right, let's get into our hot takes before we get too off track. I'll go first. My hot take for this week is that Jerick McKinnon rushes for 75 plus and catches for 40 plus versus Miami. He's with Mostert out, he's kind of taken over the number one back. He's splitting carries a little bit, but he's still going to get at least 15 or more carries, and he's getting good yards. With a very limited offense, it has Nick Mullins or C.J. Beathard at quarterback. So, I mean, he had 8 targets last week, and he had 15 carries last week. So, he had eight targets and 7 catches, so he had 21 touches in total. And he capitalized very well on those. And, he's playing Miami, who's
a joke.
Yeah, they don't have the best defense in the league. That's kind of an understatement. They're trash. I mean.
Yeah, they're horrible.
But, I mean.
Wait, when's Mostert coming back?
I'm not really sure. I think he might be back 2 weeks from now. But so far it shows him out for the for this next week. So
yeah, okay, that was a good take. My bold take is the Eagles are going into Pittsburgh, and they're gonna sweep the floor with them. Okay, the 3-0 Steelers, way overrated. The Eagles are coming off a win at San Fran, big W for them. Carson Wentz is gonna play out of his mind. He played great in San Francisco. Repeat week, back-to-back, Eagles over the Steelers. That's my bold take.
Well, I would agree with you, but the Eagles they're playing with, like, a D2 college receiving core right now.
That's true. But like, have you ever heard of Zach Ertz?
Yeah, I have. What was the stat line?
It wasn't good, but San Francisco is the best defense against tight ends.
Did he have like 9 yards? Well, I mean, big time players are supposed to make big time plays, you know.
And Carson Wentz did. He showed up.
Yeah, well, I mean, Zach Ertz did not, so I don't think you could count on him.
I can. All I need is Wentz, and their defense is pretty good. So.
Well, I mean, I think that would be a good take with a healthy Eagles team, but I don't think that is going to end up so well for the Eagles.
We'll see. It's
a very good Steelers team.
Yeah, it's all right.
All right, Big Ben's 60. All right, let's move on to boom or bust. So my boom pick for this week is going to be Justin Jefferson for Minnesota. Okay, hear me out. He has an Applebee's waiter throwing it.
I was going to say, wow.
Yeah, he beat you to it. But, yeah. I mean, they're playing Seattle, who is the worst pass defense, bottom two, I think. They're terrible pass defense. They can't cover anything. I mean, he's coming off 200-plus yard games this year. Kirk Cousins, I've started watching those games. I've kind of noticed it looks like Kirk Cousins is kind of looking towards Jefferson first and then Thielen. So he's going to get a lot of looks. I mean, playing some scrub cornerbacks.
Yeah, and, but you know, can Kirk Cousins throw the football more than 30 yards?
I mean, I think so.
I mean,
had 200 yard gains. I mean,
they run the ball more than anyone. Trust me, I would know. I played against Dalvin Cook this week.
Yeah.
That hurt the fantasy team a little bit.
Yeah.
But they run the ball, I'd say 75% of their snaps.
Yeah. Well, and then they throw it to Jefferson, the other 25.
Well, yeah. Maybe.
You're going to be seeing the gritty. Okay. I'm telling you that.
Okay. My boom pick for this week is Robert Woods, coming off a not-so-good game last week. But that was against the Giants. Giants, and he probably should have had a good week. Didn't. But he's playing the Washington football team. I mean, they're called the Washington football team. You're telling me they can cover? They're terrible. Robert Woods is going to eat. He's probably the first option on that Rams offense, but maybe behind Cooper Kupp, and look for him to have a big week this week.
Yep. I agree with you on that. The Rams, the Giants secondary really doesn't get too much credit, but they're pretty underrated.
Yep.
They had one big touchdown to Cooper Kupp, which I was playing against. That kind of put me under. Yeah,
that's unfortunate.
If you didn't get that catch, I might have won, actually.
Well, you're 0-4, so.
Yeah, well.
Would have been a step up.
Yeah. Would have been 1-3 instead, but.
Yeah.
Otherwise, the Rams, I mean, they didn't really move the ball at all.
You're right, yeah.
Terrible, boring game.
It really was. It was a joke.
All right, my first bust is, with no surprise, Daniel Jones.
Wow.
Okay, he keeps getting worse and worse every week playing. I mean, last week he played a joke of a team against the Rams, who got torn up by the Bills last week. Josh Allen.
I just want to say real quick, I completely disagree with this pick. Completely.
You think he's going to boom?
He's playing a terrible defense in the Cowboys.
He played a terrible defense in the Rams.
And the Bills are amazing. So how are you comparing the Bills defense to the Cowboys? I think Daniel Jones is going to go for 25-plus points.
No. I think you're confused. Josh Allen went off against the Rams.
Wait. Didn't you just say?
You're confused, bud.
Who did –
Daniel Jones just played the Rams, who Josh Allen went off against.
Oh.
Yeah.
Forget everything I just said, but I still think you're wrong.
Okay.
They're playing, dude, the Cowboys are their worst secondary in the league.
Yeah, well, Daniel Jones has a 2-5 touchdown to interception rate. They've got no run game because Saquon's out.
Okay.
So, I mean, the Cowboys can just rush three and drop everybody. I mean – But he's going to throw it to the wrong guy like twice a game.
Dude, so, I don't know what that pick. I mean,
the guy sucks. He throws for like 150 yards every game.
I mean, he does suck. If he gets more Cowboys than, secondary.
If he gets more than 15 points, then I will wear your Cam Newton jersey.
There you go. You heard it first. You heard it first. Okay. And wait, did you see what Baker Mayfield did to the Rams last week?
What?
Or not the Rams.
Throw for 100 yards?
Yeah, but they got the run game established, and then they aired it out.
Yeah.
And I think
– I don't think you understand what I'm saying. Man. The Giants have no run game. They can't establish the run game because they suck.
I don't know, man.
Eating your words.
We'll see.
You are going to be eating your words.
We'll see.
Let's hear your bust pick.
Bust pick is Chris Carson of the Seahawks. Ooh. He's playing the Vikings. Held David Johnson to 60 yards last week. And David Johnson's pretty good. So I expect Russell Wilson to be airing the ball out. Not going to be seeing a lot of Chris Carson. He also is banged up. He had concussion protocol last game, passed it, but he was questionable coming into the week. The only reason he dropped a lot of points last week was he had 2 touchdowns. That helps, you know, on the goal line. But expect Chris Carson to have an underwhelming week against the Vikings.
Well, I think that is a terrible take.
What?
I have Chris Carson in my other league, and he gets points every week. He had
– Yeah, but this Vikings his, front
his seven. His only bad game was against Dallas where he was out for like half the game because some dude alligator rolled his leg. Dirty play.
Yeah, that was a dirty shot.
Every other game, he scored. I mean, he's a great receiver. He's got 3 receiving touchdowns, and he's got 2 rushing touchdowns. I mean, they give this guy the ball no matter what.
Yeah, but, dude, the Vikings are tough.
No, they're not.
I mean, we'll see. We'll see. Vikings
suck.
When this pick's right, you can also slip on the Cam Newton jersey
and be the Patriots fan. I'm limiting 1 Cam Newton jersey.
Okay. Well.
Okay.
We'll see.
I mean, you're going to throw on the Mahomes jersey.
No. No.
Yes.
Let's
move to sleeper picks. So I'm going to go Ryan Tannehill for my first sleeper. He's really underrated. I haven't heard a single person on TV talk about him yet. But, I mean, he's not had a bad week yet. He's thrown for, like, 245 plus in every week. Maybe a little bit less than that 1 week. But he's got a 6-to-1 touchdown-to-interception ratio. And that's through 3 weeks, I'm pretty sure, keep in mind, because they didn't even play this week. So he's got 6 touchdowns and 1 pick through 3 games instead of 4 like every other quarterback. So you kind of got to average that out. And, I mean, the Titans are just generally slept on as a team besides Derrick Henry, who's pretty cracked. He's pretty goated.
Yeah. You know what, Will? I love that pick.
Yeah.
They have weapons. Jonnu Smith has been a beast lately. Corey Davis on the fantasy team, you know, hopefully he'll get the ball. Derrick Henry just draws all the attention. Play action, 60-yard bomb.
Yep.
And, yeah, I agree.
You finally got out of Adam Gase's death grip. He made the Pro Bowl last year. So, I mean, that's
– Yeah. Adam Gase is a joke.
Yeah, what a joke.
Of a coach.
Yeah.
Okay. On to my sleeper. My first one is Dalton Schultz. Dropped 17 points last week. Oh, yeah, he's for the Cowboys. 17 points last week. Plays against the Giants this weekend. He's only 33% rosterized, so he should be out there for you. And if he's out there, got to pick him up. There's so much on that Cowboys offense that gets attention. Amari Cooper, Gallup, Zeke, that everyone forgets about Schultz. But – he is a big-time player, as you saw in that game this weekend with 17 points. So pick him up if he's out there as soon as possible.
Well, I agree with that, but only because Dak Prescott throws for
500 yards a game.
Yeah, 500 yards a game. So, of course, some, 10-day contract.
Well, okay. I mean, that is just
– I mean, I don't know that guy.
You don't know who Dalton Schultz is.
He could be a valet at a hotel, and I wouldn't
– that's why your fantasy team's 0-4.
Yeah.
That's all I can say. I mean, Dalton Schultz. He's coming. So started the year with 2 points. Next week, 21 points, 9 points, and then 17 last week. I mean, how have you not heard of this guy?
Because every one of the Cowboys receivers gets 15 points a week. Dak has to throw for 500.
That's a good point.
To even stay in the game.
So, that's a good point.
You could pick up anybody on the Cowboys receiving core and have them drop 12 for you.
Yeah.
But, I mean, agreed. I agree with the pick. I think he'll have a good week, especially against – well, the Giants are – their secondary is pretty good. I think they're going to get run all over, but
– yeah.
I think Dak won't have to throw for 500. I mean
– yeah.
If the Cowboys don't absolutely demolish the Giants.
The Giants, yeah.
The Cowboys suck, but, I mean, the Giants are just – God, they suck.
But Danny Dimes, you know?
Danny Dimes to the wrong team.
Okay, your Danny second sleeper.
Okay, my other sleeper pick is Cole Beasley. Wow. He's the little slot receiver for the Bills. He's very good catch percentage. 75 catch percentage, so he gets a good amount of targets. He's playing a lackluster Tennessee defense that had the Applebee's waiter himself, Kirk Cousins, tear them up.
Yeah.
And Tennessee had a close game against Minnesota, they're not that good. They have Dalvin Cook and then
the Applebee's waiter.
Yeah, the Applebee's waiter.
Yep.
He had a nice little week last week, but, the guy's usually trash. I'm glad to say a broken clock is right twice a day. So,
yeah, he is usually
horrible. Don't catch that guy in prime time,
Yeah. You're right.
We'll go back to Cole Beasley, but Josh Allen, Josh Allen loves the dude. He's really good at finding space. He's kind of he used to play for Dallas, and he was really good in their 2016 and 17 season where they were really good with rookie Zeke and Dak. And then he went to the Bills, and he's just kind of been, playing his little heart out and just going unnoticed because nobody talks about the Bills. But
are you worried that he's the third wide receiver on the depth chart?
No, because last week John Brown first of all, John Brown got a touchdown robbed. That's
true, but he's very injury prone.
Yeah, John
seems like he's always hurt.
Doesn't consistently stay on the field, but John Brown is used as more of a deep threat for the Bills, so he's more touchdown dependent for good points. But Cole Beasley, slot receivers don't usually grab as many touchdowns as much as they get lots of receptions.
Yeah, so PPR league.
PPR league, he's going to be a good star.
Yep.
And, yeah. Go ahead.
Okay. My second sleeper is Scotty Miller again, just like Will's pick.
Mm-hmm.
Small guy who just sneaks in there. He had 20 points last week. He's playing Chicago on Thursday Night Football, so if you're listening to this, you want to pick him up fast. Chicago's got a good pass defense, but what they don't have is Tom Brady, who shocked me. I really thought, he's washed, he's like an old dirt bag, but hey, he came out, he did what he does, and he looked good. And Chris Godwin's hurt, So that's just opening up things for Scotty Miller even more. So Scotty Miller and Mike Evans, look for them to have big days against Chicago Thursday night.
Yeah. Yep. I kind of agree with you. Yep. Brady is going to Brady.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't think he's as good as he used to be, but I don't think he's washed yet. Give him another year. He's not washed, but he's not that good anymore.
I mean, he's not an Applebee's player, that's for sure.
Yeah. He's more of like a
– He's more, yeah, like a higher class
restaurant. He's like a nice restaurant waiter.
Yeah.
Like, he'll serve you like a $35 steak.
Yeah, agreed.
Yeah. Let's move to our game picks of the week. So, yeah. I mentioned it earlier in the video, but I am ahead right now. I am 3-1-1, and Ben is 1-3-1.
Yeah.
So, the first game pick for this week is going to be Buffalo versus Tennessee. I have Buffalo winning 34-27. I think Tennessee will definitely make it a close game because they're a good team. But I think Buffalo is on a roll right now, and I think Buffalo's offense is better and Buffalo's defense is better than Tennessee. So I think Josh Allen and the Bills are going to get it done.
I agree with that completely. Had the same pick. I actually forgot to write down my score predictions. But, yeah, I have Buffalo beating up on Tennessee. Defense is really good for Buffalo. And yeah, like you said, they're way underrated. They're really good. Josh Allen being great. Great pick by you for the MVP season.
Mm-hmm.
And, yeah, I have Buffalo not destroying.
I think Tennessee can keep it close. They're a good team. They're just not as good as a team.
Yeah. Buffalo, I'd say 7-point win.
Buffalo's in like the S or A plus tier, and Tennessee's kind of just in the A tier or the B plus tier.
I agree. Right,
so our next game is Panthers Falcons. Not the best game, but we kind of have to pick some games that we don't necessarily agree on. So it's not just stale, same picks. Yeah. I'm gonna go with the Panthers, 31-28. Matt Ryan kind of got shut down last night. He's kind of sucked the last 2 weeks, I'm not gonna lie. And the Falcons have no defense. They're playing like it's a run through. Aaron Rodgers could throw to whoever he wants, whenever he wants. I mean, the Packers just have the Eagles receiving core basically. They have their two number one guys out, and Aaron Rodgers still puts a beat down on them and just kills them. And I mean, the Panthers, I watched that game at a place called Mascots, but that's not the point. The Panthers were just killing the Cardinals, who I thought were going to be a really good team through the first 2 weeks. And then
I think they're overrated.
Yeah. I mean, they look real overrated.
Yeah.
And then the Panthers just put a whooping on them. They were up like 21 points and then just started pounding the rock. So the Cardinals kind of scored some in garbage time. But Teddy B looks pretty good. He had 3 total touchdowns against the Cardinals defense, who's pretty good this year. Mm-hmm. So I think that's why I think the Panthers are going to win.
I disagree with the pick. I have the Falcons over the Panthers. Dan Quinn's job is on the line. Okay, this guy, he's a joke, but I think he's going to piece a game plan together. Julio Jones should be healthy back. He did come out of the game last night with the hamstring, but he should be back. He's got Ridley. Now, their defense is a complete joke. But Teddy Bridgewater, I mean, he looked all right. The run game was really killing, and the Green Bay run game wasn't really working last night. The Falcons kind of clogged them up. So that's why I think the Falcons are just going to stop the run. Teddy Bridgewater didn't really throw a lot last week. So they're going to stop the run, and the Falcons are just going to go with the air attack and win the game.
Well, I mean, the Falcons are 0-4 for a reason because they
– Yeah, they are.
So
– But this is the week.
Yeah, this is the week
that they fumble.
All right. Well, I guess we'll find out. Those divisional games are always close.
Yep. We will see.
So
Bengals, Ravens is the last game. I have the Bengals, and Will is giving me 12 points. So
that means I'll go ahead. That means if the Ravens win by anything
11.
Yeah. If the Ravens win by anything less than 12 points, then Ben gets the win because I mean the Ravens are gonna put the Bengals through such a beatdown that this Joe Burrow worshiper figured he'd pick the Bengals. So I decided to give him some pity and give the Bengals an extra 12 points. The only reason that this might actually happen is if the Ravens go up 30 in the first half and then put in RG3 and Trace McSorley and just run the ball the whole second half and the Bengals scored 3 touchdowns in the last 5 minutes of the game because the Ravens have all their practice squad players out there.
Dude, I don't know. The Ravens in the first half against the Wash or the football team did not look – they didn't look that great.
Yeah, well, I mean, they figured it out and then kind of just destroyed them.
Yeah, but Joe Mixon finally got kicking for the Bengals.
Well,
Burrow looks great.
Yeah, Burrow looks good. But who is going to block for Joe Burrow against – against the Ravens.
Well, that's the thing.
They're going to be all over Joe Burrow the entire night. And the Bengals receivers are wildly inconsistent.
Not really. Boyd's been a fantasy beast.
Well, besides
Boyd. T. Higgins has been pretty good.
Yeah.
A.J. Green's been a complete waste of time.
Yeah.
That guy's a joke. Dire.
Yeah. Well, I have the Ravens 42-24. I think the Bengals score a couple late. That's why they have the 24 points. Because, I mean, Marlon Humphrey and Marcus Peters are just going to lock down whoever they have, and they're going to have to run the ball. And they're going to stop the run, and then, you know, Joe Burrow's going to get sacked 12 times. So
I don't agree. I don't agree. I think they'll lose, but they won't get beaten by 12.
All right. I guess we'll do
that. Yep.
All right. Well, that will wrap up this segment of the Francis Howell North Fantasy Football Podcast. We hope to see you guys next week, and take it easy.
Yep.